I made my Lord Supreme extremely happy when I claimed him as my own, very own.
What does that mean to you today?
Not only today, but every day. Actually, the same message. When your guru is your friend, when you depend on him 100%, when you claim his victory, his capacity, his everything, just because he is your best friend, your closest friend, as your own, I guess it's not only making him happy, but me also. But actually, that's a parallel with another quality, surrender. And I have the following aphorism on my shrine at home when I sleep. My progress depends on my God surrendering will. Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
I wonder, you know, we've had some amusing, laughing moments here, and some people might get the impression that it gets very serious here all the time. It's so hard, of course, which it is. But how would you describe the happy, lighter, perhaps even frivolous moments here?
Happy moments.
Happy moments, or joking, taking it easy, but still being part of what you need to do.
Well, yesterday, at the second part of the day, it was very hard to run. We were like under pressure of, I don't know, humidity, weather, mileage, extreme. And Volodya gave me one song to listen. It's a stupid song, absolutely. But I was laughing like anything, and this pressure gone. So even from some silly, funny songs that you can smile, and that smiles then does everything else. So it's very good.
What was the silly song that you heard?
It's Russian singer and composer Andrei Makarevich. He, for a long time, in a song business, like maybe 40 years, something like that. And it was just funny life story, and that's it. It worked. I tell you, in ordinary life, I will never listen to such kind of songs. But Vladimir was here, and
sir, who was here?
Vlada.
Okay.
Vladimir. Yeah, actually, I request all my friends who are watching and following the race to send anecdotes and jokes every day, because this is really like saving things. I remember how Guru said that humor is my only savior. So this is the case. We also saving my humor here. And it's interesting how Ashpikanal is preparing these sketches for the girls, these jokes. Something starting appearing in his mind. Then he start to explain that, and then he said, no, let's skip it. I will not do it. But we need something else. Okay, I still have time to think more. And then next time he pass through me, it's another version.
You've done a couple of these little jokes. Could you describe some of the things that you've done with him in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it was the first joke that we did with Astrakhan. It was, hey, Astrakhan, do you know it will be a garage sale tomorrow on Parsons? I'm Astrakhan. Well, I don't even have a bicycle. Let's Rupantar buy garage.
They, by the way, laughed uproariously at that particular, so you actually gave joy to them as well.
Yeah, it's mutual, right? They're giving joy to us. So disciplined every morning, 6:30. I can't imagine. Every morning. They're singing really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.